everyone.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I am Lacey G, here with my wonderful, beautiful, motherful co-host, Amy Nichols. And joining us today is a very special friend of mine, and I'll tell you why in a minute, Greg Jake.
Hi, I'm Greg Jake.
Okay, so fun fact before we get into this, I bought Greg Jake's old house. So me and my husband, it's going to sound weird now that I'm saying it out loud, the same bedroom that Greg Jake and his wife used to sleep in.
How do you feel about that?
That we've all done it in the same places.
Oh, yes.
I don't think about it in the moment or that'd be a mood ruiner. Mm. But also, Greg, Jake, and I have this huge walk-in closet, and we both have slept in the closet.
Yeah.
Not together.
No, not together. But those come from many of nights of lots of alcohol-induced foggy brain type things that happen. You know, when you get home and you're having a good time, and then you have one drink, and then you have another drink, and then you go outside and you start to talk to Eddie over the fence, and then you go back inside and your kids are running around, and then suddenly Faith and Eric are in your backyard and you're like, why are all these kids in my backyard? And then you drink more, and then a friend comes over and you're like, hey, let's keep drinking. And then next thing you know, you're passed out in your closet.
I don't know how that feels because I'm not friends with the neighborhood kids. I'm friends with the cool people across the street that feed me alcohol.
Okay.
So the neighbor kids have looked over the fence before. They'll hear us in the backyard, and the little girl will look over the fence and, hey, Lacey, what's going on? But I've never gotten mad because I'm not doing anything bad back there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would tell her, like, hey, you're not supposed to, but I'm not doing anything bad, so it doesn't bother me. I think it's cute.
No. Listen to this. When we were moving into our house, my son was peeking over the fence like your neighborhood kids, and the guy behind us hit the fence and yelled at my son. And I didn't know about it until later, but I mean, you can't do that. You can't yell at other people's kids. I mean, he wasn't even on their side of the fence.
Maybe say stop. I mean, if it was bothersome, then I could tell her to stop, but I'm not going to go up and smack her or smack the fence or spray her with a water hose like she's a dog or something.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that guy? I mean, if there's a kid peeking over the fence, I would be cordial with the kid. Hey, what's up, man? What are you doing?
We have to be neighbors with the guy for however many years. Don't piss off.
But there are people that thrive on being jerks.
I'm glad that we're talking about kids, though, because the story that I came across reminded me of something that happened in my childhood. So there's this teacher that got arrested because some kids were fighting over a hat. And she goes and takes sides of one of the kids, says, okay, well, you need to give him back the hat. Didn't. And so she bit the kid. And now she's in trouble for it.
This was and a that, teacher?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's been arrested and everything else. But that just made me have this big flashback to whenever I was a little kid. And I did this super gross thing. So I live next door to my best friend. I've known her my whole life. Our parents were friends before we were born. So we've always been friends. And I was fortunate enough to live next door to her, Bonnie. Love you, Bonnie. And
sup, Bonnie.
She had all the cool toys and everything else. And I'd go over there and play. Well, she had this little slide in her room. And there was this little boy who was staying with us. I don't remember why, but there's this little boy who was staying with us. And he came over with me to her house. And he's going down the slide. And he wanted me to catch him. So I'd wait at the bottom of the slide for him. And I'd catch him. Well, then Bonnie decided she wanted to catch him too. So Bonnie gets in front of me, right in front of me, to catch him. Well, I'm a little bit angry about it. So what do?
You pushed a kid.
No, I bit her.
Did you
hard?
Bite her butt or her back? Or I mean, she's in front of you, so it's like
I bit her hard
from behind.
I bit her really hard on the butt. And so she's just crying. And she had an intercom and she goes and she calls her mom. Mom, I need you to come upstairs. And so her mom comes and looks. And of course, I'm a defiant little lying kid, right? And she's, Lacey bit me on the butt. Lacey bit. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Well, at the time, I had a huge gap in my teeth. This beautiful smile is from years of braces. Thank you, Mom and Dad. But I had a really bad gap in my teeth. But I bit her so hard that I bruised her butt immediately, and there was my little gap teeth right there. So I'm denying.
Guilty.
And I literally left my mark on her. Her mom was so mad, we were not able to hang out for a couple of weeks, which for a kid is for forever.
Yeah.
And I mean, after a couple of days, we're over it. But she's just like, you know, your daughter's animalistic. Like, I don't know if I want her over anymore.
It's a natural instinct, though. You know, we that's how we... We're ingrained to, it's a defense mechanism.
You're going
to bite
nuts.
People. Yeah.
I mean, that's the one and only time I've done it. So.
I bite big butts and I cannot lie, but you did. And you got caught and it didn't work for you. Yay.
Yeah, I'm a former butt biter, but it just made me think of fun childhood or not fun, just childhood memories. And so I wanted to hear from y'all and hear if you had any.
How old were you at that time?
I was probably 7. Maybe
7-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, and I don't know why this sticks out in my head, but I was probably about 3 or 4. And not many people have memories of being 3 or 4, but this is one that sticks out in my head. I was with my mom somewhere at a department store. And, you know, as a kid at that age, you like to just run around the clothes racks, right?
You
can run in between them, you can get underneath them.
So fun.
Well, I remember my mom was doing something and I was running around a clothes rack and I went inside of one, like the big circular one where you could get inside. So I go in there and there's another kid in there. And I was like, what are you doing in here?
And the kid
was
rack.
Like, yeah, the kid was like, I'm just playing. And I was like, no, this is where I'm supposed to be. So the kid jumps out and I got angry about that for some reason. So I followed the kid out and the kid went into another rack.
And you cut him.
No, I didn't have my pocket knife on me at that time. But the kid goes into the other rack and I could tell the way that he was standing. And I just bull rush the kid and just completely boom. And I knock him over and he falls over the rack and he goes like dresses go flying off of the off the top rack and they come falling down on top of him. And I get out and my mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, that kid was in my rack. And she was like, no, you can't do that. So it was one of those moments where she grabbed me by the ear and like took me out into the hallway. It was like, you can't do that to kids. I'm like, well, he was in my space. So I didn't bite the kid, but I
you bum rushed him.
Yeah, I bum rushed him. That's weird that I remember that. It's like it is so vivid too. It's like it happened the other day, and that was like 30 something years ago. Crazy.
Have you ever verified with your mom that it happened? The next story I have to tell you, I had to verify with my mom because I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to know the truth.
Right. You know, my mom wouldn't remember this at all.
Amy, what about you? I was a really good kid, and there was this time I was playing a game with my brother. He's 4 years older than me. And then we have a sister who's 8 years younger than me. So she was just a baby. And we were playing the stupid game where his eyes were closed and I would put random things in his mouth. And he had to guess what they were.
That sounds so dangerous.
I know. And so
also fun as an adult.
Right, yeah.
I'm willing to play that game now.
If you're playing with food, it's one thing.
Right. Well, I guess I didn't think it through all the way, and I was like, oh, I'll just put my baby sister's finger in his mouth.
Oh, boy.
And he bit down so hard on her finger. It's all my fault, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I just didn't think it through. Anyways, there was a big old bruise and had to confess to the parents that yes, I'm an idiot and I did this.
Oh, my second stupid silly thing that I did, this was also with Bonnie. We got a hold of scissors, which is something that kids do. It was right before I started kindergarten.
Okay.
So we got a hold of scissors. We cut all of the Barbie doll's hair, which she had a lot. We cut all of the Barbie doll's hair, all the My Little Ponies, and then we gave ourselves haircuts.
So I take my
hair in the front. I just grab a fistful of hair right in the front. And I cut it off real short about to my ears. Well, like I said, it was right before I started kindergarten. So I come home, my mom's freaking out. And she's like, well, I don't want to, you know, give you a bowl cut. So she gave me a mullet. So I started kindergarten with a mullet. But I hate to say the year. But I started kindergarten in 89. So if there was a time to have a mullet, at least it was that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have faint memories of whenever my hair was growing back, it would itch me a little bit. So my mom would braid my hair. Well, that's what I remember. Not the cutting, not the mullet, but I remember the braids. And luckily for me, there are almost no pictures. I did find one, and it was actually my husband who noticed. He's like, oh my gosh, that's Lacey. That's mullet. That's mullet Lacey right there. He was so excited. But I was too embarrassed. I didn't want to know. And then one night, many years ago, I drunk dialed my mom, and I'm like, Mom, we got to talk. I'm ready. I need to know the truth. Did this or did this not happen? And she's like, yeah, we gave you a mullet, but you didn't leave us much choice.
See, I've got one hair story from when I was a child. I did not have a mullet, but I was probably in third or fourth grade. And I don't know, and this is what I should get clarification with from my mother. I don't know if this was something that I wanted to do or if it was my mom imposed her will on me and was basically saying, this is what we're going to do with your hair.
You should always blame the parents.
So we go to wherever. Let's just call it Supercuts. And they gave me a perm. I had Sandy Brown kind of, you know, boy cut hair, not like it wasn't long or anything, but I mean, it was, you could flop it over, do whatever you want with it. And I ended up with a perm, and we're talking about a legit perm. Nobody gets perms anymore, right?
Right. For the most part.
They put the, I don't even know what you would call it. Is it perm juice?
I'm not sure.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Do you guys remember when you were kids and your mom would come home with a perm? Do you remember that smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's awful.
So that has stuck with me forever. That smell. I can remember it. I remember every little single detail about going into the place, them washing my hair, putting the perm stuff in there, putting it in a hair cap, putting me inside of the bubble, you know, like the old lady bubble that you sit there to dry it.
Yeah.
And we walked out of there, and my hair was curly as all get out, right? And for a minute, I thought, man, this is really cool. You know why? Because I looked like Joey McIntyre from The New Kids on the Block. Because that's what his hair looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is great. I look awesome. I've got my Z Cavaricis on, which were pants back in the day. I know that goes way over most of the listeners' heads, but they were cool pants. I had those. I had my vest. I looked like Joey McIntyre. I'm going to go to fourth grade, and I'm going to slay it. The girls are going to love me. Yeah?
I'm going to be pimp perm over here.
So I go rolling into school, and everybody's like, what happened to your head?
Oh, no.
The boys, the girls, the teachers, everybody was like.
Teachers, too.
This was way before PC days. Teachers could just get away with whatever.
But the teacher didn't bite you.
She didn't bite me.
That's
but
good.
It was horrifying.
Yeah.
And it led to a big after school brawl with this kid named Christopher, who was just picking on me. He was a big giant kid. He was a bully, but I wasn't going to take it. So permed hair Greg and my homies, we make our way across the street. We meet behind this one kid, Nick's house. And Christopher shows up, and what do? I beat the living crap out of him, and not one person had a problem with my perm after that ever again.
You kept it?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking the benefit of being a boy is that you can just buzz it all off the next day and not worry about being a bald kid as a boy.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where, I don't know, I get invested in things. And so talking about it now makes me think that I probably wanted to get it done. And so it was me making my own statement in my life, and people were going to make fun of me, and I wasn't going to have that. So I beat the crap out of a kid, and nobody said anything to me about the perm ever again. But I would assume a couple, you know, like once school was out or a couple weeks later, I went with the buzz cut.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's another one of those hair things that sticks with you for a while.
So I actually, the reason I said most people don't get a perm anymore, I don't know if you remember this, Greg, Jake, but, I'd broken my foot a couple of years back, and I was on crutches, and I wasn't feeling pretty, so I go up to the salon and walk in. I crutched in on my crutches, and I'm like, I don't feel pretty. What do you want to do to me? Just pick something, make me pretty. She goes, why don't we dye your hair red and give you a perm? And I'm thinking like pretty beachy waves. I mean, surely perms have come a long way since the last time I got a perm, which was elementary school. No, it ruined my hair for about a year. It doesn't come out. I mean, it was so bad. I came up to Jenna and I mean, I wore my hair back the entire time, but I came up to Jenna and I'm like, Jenna, I got to tell you a secret. I got a perm and it's bad. What do I do? And she's like, girl, we can handle it. We can get hair products. We can do something. But it changes the texture and the course of your hair. I mean, it's just, it's awful.
I don't remember that. I remember the broken foot. I don't remember the crazy hair. I guess it's just because you had it pulled back or you did something to it.
Oh, I was shameful. Yeah, I kept it hidden.
I was thinking that you were going to come in with, when you first started that, I thought that you were going to say that you had Annie type hair where it was like, real big ringlets and it was real short and it was just kind of crazy looking, but which I think would have been pretty awesome as well. That's something that you kind of have to go with and rock. Like you just show up one day and you're like, look, I've got Annie hair and there's not much I can do about it, you know, so let's just have a good laugh at my expense and then we'll move forward.
Let's do a musical.
I've got permed hair. How about that?
That's good.
That's the whole musical. It's over. Draw the curtain. It's time to go home.
Short but sweet.
Yeah.
I do have one more childhood story that doesn't have to do with hair, doesn't have to do with perms. It's kind of a bad one, but I can see the humor in it now.
You know you're going to get a treat when Lacey thinks about it and says, it's kind of a bad one, which, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know where you store all of the bad ones because you've probably got about 100,000 in there somewhere.
I have a lot, but I mean, I'm not going to bring the room down with serious stuff. That's why I have to pick and choose my childhood stories.
All right.
Well, my parents were really volatile whenever I was younger. And we were at the supermarket one day. They're fighting. We're leaving. Me and my brother get in the car. My dad gets in the car. And he floors it and he tries to run over my mom in the supermarket parking lot.
This isn't just bad.
Okay.
This is attempted murder.
Yeah. Okay. See, I was not expecting this at all. That is the hardest left turn of a story of all time.
Well, see, the thing, I don't think he was like out to kill. I think it was just, you know, argument turned wrong. And I'm going to show you by running my car. I'm going to push my car into you. I'm not going to run over you and kill you. I'm just going to, you know, love tap you with the car or something. Well, the worst part is, who's in the parking lot?
Police.
Nope. Oh. The principal of my elementary school.
Yes.
Well, right about that time, we're trying to get in clubs and all this different kind of stuff. And you can have one extracurricular activity. I wanted to do something like work in the library, I think. They set me down and they're like, I see what you want to do. But instead, we're going to put you in therapy. So I had to go see a therapist because my principal saw my dad try to run over my mom.
That's fantastic.
So sad.
It didn't happen, though.
The therapy club.
My parents.
I never had to join that one.
Either.
Do you get badges at the end? Do you get like a special
privileges? You get the little coin chips and stuff. Yeah, I've passed. I've graduated. My family's great now. We're all happy. So everything's fine. It was just at the moment.
God, that's the craziest thing ever.
My dad just floored it. It's not like I'm trying to kill her. I just want to give her that old car love tap.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to keep tuning back in. Go to kidnation.com and we will keep posting the podcast.